This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Democrats joined thousands of protesters across the nation this weekend, demanding, among other things, to abolish ICE.
We need to rebuild our immigration system from top to bottom, starting by replacing ICE.
Look at ICE. What a group of incompetents. At this point, they're focused more on toddlers than terrorists.
Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk went to the immigration protest to see if these activists really knew what they were talking about. He joins us right now. Charlie, I imagine it was quite enlightening out there with the protesters.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. There's a lot of anger and outrage out there. And what I realized is that these protests were much more about hating Trump than actually helping children or even actually trying to solve an immigration protest. What was said earlier is so true. This is the same sort of people and the same activists that were marching in the Women's March and the gun control march. Because the left, they have gone all in, and they're horrified that Trump actually might succeed. In fact, that is a threat to their political future. They're in the worst place as a party that they've been since 1920. So they have to find these very emotional, divisive political issues that unfortunately pull on the heartstrings of America that are being misrepresented by the media. You look at Time magazine that intentionally misled their readers by putting an image that they said was separated, a young girl that was separated their family and was not. And so these are very emotional issues, and the activists had rage and anger instead of care and compassion for children.
And we've got a little taste of what you saw on the ground in the Chicago area. We'll talk about it on the other side. Listen.
Love, not hate, makes America great.
An example. Trump's able, evil, hateful, rap better.
Oh, rapists, murderers,
drug dealers. Using words.
But there are rapists, murderers, and drug dealers crossing the southern border.
That's right. Oh.
Hillebrand says we should abolish ICE.
That's what it takes to get things organized properly. That would be appropriate.
Well, there is a wall.
I've done it myself.
There's two things here. There is a wall, and you can walk back and forth.
You would welcome MS-13 members?
I would welcome everyone in this.
No fear.
How about ISIS?
Everyone is welcome here.
Charlie, remarkable, because on the micro, when you actually talked to that one woman and said, well, there are actually rapists and drug dealers crossing the border, said, well, yeah, okay, factually, you're right. And the macro, the point you made a moment ago, that isn't it fascinating? This is the end of a week in which, you know, that the rallies occurred, in which the president was dominating the Supreme Court decisions that went his way. Now he's got another pick on the court. He's going to reshape that. And it just, the left's anger just keeps boiling.
I call it the outrage Olympics. They almost are trying to outdo themselves of how angry they are. And look, they're losing. I would be upset, too, if I no longer controlled the Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, the Senate. The economy was booming. Peace was on the horizon. A president you thought was going to do horribly is actually succeeding historically and is on the uptick. I would also be pretty outraged. But instead, they should convert that outrage into some sort of reconciliation or path forward instead of trying to demagogue the most successful president of our lifetime. What I saw yesterday in the suburbs of Chicago, mind you, and I went there intentionally because it's a different sort of protester than if I went to the streets of Chicago, were just very upset people that thought they were on the virtuous, righteous side of this argument when in reality they were lacking facts and had all feelings.
And every time they're losing, it seems like they throw out this Hitler card, no matter what the issue it is.
Yeah, well, and also I found that one guy really interesting, the guy who says, ISIS, MS-13, you're welcome in. Charlie, great job out there. I'm glad you were safe. Well done, my friend.
Unbelievable. You know, and the sad part of it, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, these are fellow citizens. And that because they hate Trump so much that I guess maybe they hate the rest of us. Or, you know, what is it that they're seeing or are they not seeing, you know, to really believe that our borders should be opened up, that it didn't matter. MS-13 gangs, you know, killing people in your community. That doesn't matter. Or ISIS coming in, the very threat of our national security. What does that do in terms of any kind of security for your family? I like what Charlie Kirk tweeted out here just a moment. He said, wait, since Mexico just elected a socialist, why would anyone want to leave? Isn't socialism supposed to be better? And I'd add, isn't that what they say they want? Stay tuned. We've got more.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the American 6 minutes after the top of the hour, waiting on Sidney Powell. Looking forward to continuing our conversation with her. She is the author, of course, of the book License to Lie. She is a former prosecutor. And we're going to be talking about, the prospects of this upcoming, SCOTUS appointment, from Donald Trump, Justice Kennedy's retirement, and Peter Strzok's grilling. So we'll be doing that. But meanwhile, we're taking a look at what is happening in our world. What did you think about the people's comments, regarding immigration? Once again, see, this is the challenge about people that get so incredibly fixed ideologically, is that a lot of them have the depth of a bumper sticker, and I'm disappointed, because look at, if you've got something to offer about immigration to make it better, I would hope that you've done your homework and you can contribute something of value to the discussion. But to talk about opening up the borders and just let ISIS come in, or, let MS-13 gang members come in, I mean, come on, really? That just kind of makes the conversation almost moot and disqualifies you, from entering in to offer, beneficial suggestions here. Look at, the system's been broken. We understand that for a long time. And at the core of this is lawlessness. We've abandoned the rule of law. As Megan Barth and I were talking earlier, there are many laws that have to be broken before people even get to the border. And international laws, they've ignored remedy to the problems that have been established by the international community. Is that you want to take care of the problem close. If you remember, I guess it's been a couple of years ago, I was revisiting this the other day. I was at a friend's house. He happened to pull out one of our old T-shirts. And it was from a South African saying that we had down that we did for Bill Martinez Live. It was Bar Mitkolo. You want to beat the fire while it's far off. That's the expression that they use there. And it was relevant to what was going on, if you remember, with the Ebola crisis. That this was something that... it was kind of a focal chant of the people there in South Africa, is that you want to beat that fire while it's far off. It's the same thing. We've got a fire at the border, and we let it come to the border. It wasn't beat back at its point of origination. We just allowed it to come through, and we didn't have any help from the Mexican government. And let me tell you, the new president that's coming in, that won resoundingly, is basically, I mean, forgetting about a card-carrying guy. I mean, the guy is a communist. All that represents. And he's already made the announcement to the citizens of Mexico that they have a right. I mean, you got to understand this. I mean, they believe they have a right to storm our borders, just come into America and do as they darn well please. There's no problem. I mean, there's no responsibility. And there are some people, I will say to you, there are some people coming into this country that feel like, hey, they can, you know, blight this country, take advantage, you know, whether it's the welfare system or anything like that. But any other fair-minded person who's coming in from out of the country would say, you know, what's wrong with it? That's not right. We wouldn't do that. They have enough integrity. But yet there are people that would, you know, feel like it is their right to do it because they have been educated with this consciousness that says, well, America stole their property. And, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And, you know, I was born and raised in California, happen to be on the West Coast right now. And, the prevailing attitude, I say prevailing amongst some immigrants is particularly from the South, is that, they have a vision that one day California will be part of Mexico again. And I say to them, go, wait a minute, you guys are trying to come here because of the corruption in Mexico. Certainly we have our issues as well. It's not like America is perfect, but we're definitely a lot better than most countries. And this is why we, the people, are standing up and fighting against and resisting this lawlessness that's running rampant. This is why Donald Trump is in office, because Main Street America and some common sense citizens have said enough of this idiocy. You cannot have open borders. You cannot subject the U.S. citizens, the very citizens of the country, to what's going on, you know, with all in the name of open borders. I mean, Maria Espinosa was with us last week. Her and her husband founded the Remembrance Project. In just about every city across the country, there has been a fatality at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And so it's not the exception. I mean, this is what's going on. I mean, even Germany is finding out, you know, with the mass immigration that they've had into their homeland, what's going on. I mean, the majority, I mean, this is a huge, I think it's somewhere around 80% of the people who have come into their country are bilking all their services. I mean, they didn't pay into it, but that's the cost. You know, they're coming in and taking advantage, and they're getting, you know, free government services and all that. So who's paying for that? All of a sudden, you know, the local citizen has to step up and cover the expense. With America at $21 trillion in debt, with the rampant, incompetency of our government, you add on top of it the expense of taking care of immigrants and violating the core, vetting process of immigration, where we legally allow 1 million people roughly to come into this country legally with their heads held high and a plan and purpose and what to do here as citizens of this country. But yet all of a sudden, and these people have been waiting in line for a long time. I mean, upwards of 13 years, 15 years to come in. And they earn the way they come in, and then they go, wait a minute, how is that fair? How is that fair that through, you know, an illegal passage to begin with, and again, you got to back it up 2,500 miles. I say 2,500 miles, I mean, it's the whole span. It's anywhere from 2,500 to, you know, maybe 100 miles of people, you know, coming, you know, to our border. But there were laws that were broken on the other side of the border before they even got to our border. And my question is, if they're breaking laws to get there, and I can appreciate, look, when there's desperation, like you can only imagine, but I think that sometimes we over-imagine the desperation that is taking place, not to mention our capability to welcome somebody into this country and knowing that, that they've got problems in their homeland, but we want to be good hosts and welcome here, but they come here to take advantage of the system, and they're not necessarily in danger like they would want us to think that they're in danger. So how is that fair for the U.S. citizen? How is that fair for the other immigrants who have come to this country? And what they do is they come here, and I mean, it's kind of, you know, ridiculous when you think, well, they come here and they say, okay, now we've got, because we're so overwhelmed in managing the system, we release them into our country. They're poorly vetted at that point.
And in order to continue on with the vetting process, we say, okay, we've got a court date for you, and we'll see you here in about a year. I mean, how does that happen? I was talking to somebody else here the other day when I was in California, and they said, you know, they had been here for 30 years, and they never got a call. Nobody followed up. Suddenly, they follow up 30 years later. Is it any wonder this government is way too big for us to manage?
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
That you gave me the star, get them out of my reach. Call me the waters a little to deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see. It's way beyond me.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
this week in New York, a shocking victory of 28-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over Democratic incumbent Joe Crowley sent shockwaves through the Democratic Party. It could also have a big impact on the November election. Here to weigh in, roll call politics reporter Bridget Bowman. Bridget, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to start our conversation by playing the soundbite for you. It's a little bit old. It played on Wednesday, but I think it's really poignant, so I want you to listen to it, and I want to get your reaction.
Its extrajudicial nature is baked into the structure of the agency, and that is why they're able to get away with black sites at our border, with the separation of children.
What do you mean black sites?
When we know that children are being kept and that human rights abuses are happening without any sort of transparency.
All right, that is the candidate who won the primary. She beat out Crowley. She's really villainizing ICE in that soundbite. That was my takeaway, and we're seeing that with other people, other Democratic. Some of them are all lawmakers. Some of them are competing in the primaries. When you villainize an agency like that, you start to get really extreme. Where is this going is my question. Where is it going on the political landscape?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we have seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said early on in her campaign that she was for abolishing ICE.
Right.
This is a position that some other candidates are starting to take on. It'll be interesting to see if people in swing districts, especially in House races, these competitive seats, if they're going to face pressure to take similar positions. I would be skeptical that they would take those positions because they don't want to be cast as extremes of their party. Important to note that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won in a very Democratic district. So she kind of can go out there, be more liberal than some of these folks in other races as well.
But I'm, as we start sort of see this primary season continue, when you see a rhetoric like this, and there are the extremes, do the establishment characters like the Nancy Pelosi, do they want to rein that in?
I think it depends on the district, probably to some extent. Like, you see leaders like Leader Pelosi cautioning people not to talk as much about impeaching the president, because they don't see that as a winning message, especially in some of these really competitive House races, that they're trying to unseat Republicans. They're trying to talk to voters who have supported Republicans in the past and say, choose a Democrat instead. So they don't want to be out there going kind of farther to the left, and I could see leaders kind of pushing back on that.
So we're looking at these live pictures, and you see these. You see thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, people gathering. And we're starting to see this sort of abolish ICE and some of these really far left, speeches, I guess you could say campaign speeches, really take place even in these rallies. Mm-hmm. So how far left are Democrats going to be going this season?
That's a good question. I think to the extent of immigration, that's certainly something that Democrats see could maybe energize voters, especially Latino voters. This is a block of voters that hasn't traditionally turned out as well for Democrats as they've hoped. I think it'll be interesting to watch what Republicans do, especially on immigration. Some of the Republicans that you see out there pushing for Congress to act on this issue are folks in districts with high Hispanic populations, people who see inaction as something that could be a problem for them for their reelection.
What was your biggest surprise, aside from that New York race, that, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 14th district? What was your biggest surprise aside from that?
Oh, that's a good question. And those four, there were actually four New York City incumbents facing some pretty formidable Democratic challengers, and three out of them won, except for Crowley, of course, which was sort of interesting. One congresswoman lost by a pretty small, or sorry, won by a pretty small margin. So that was sort of surprising, but no other really big surprises. That was definitely the shocker of the night.
All right, well, we'll see what happens with the next one. We're some on the docket. So thank you so much for joining us, Bridget. Appreciate it.
Well, there's that shocker that continues because people wonder, well, as the Democratic Party, what are they telling America here? Is it just finally said, okay, we're going to follow the lead of and the momentum that was set up in the last cycle with Bernie Sanders? It's quite interesting in some of the conversations that you hear with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that she even has a clear understanding of what socialism is all about. And she says, look at, she says, socialism is part of what I am. It's not all that I am. So, and of course, in the coming weeks and months ahead, as she continues to get vetted, we'll see what happens. See if she was able to hold on to that momentum and actually, you know, get elected. But this is one of those things that the Democratic Party are looking at because, you know, they are moving as you see them more and more to the left. And this is why I think that you find, you know, the leadership telling Mad Maxine, calm down here a little bit. We got enough issues to deal with, and you're kind of unhinging the party, which I think is quite ironic because it was the Democrats talking about the unhinging of the GOP as to what's going on. Within the upper echelons of the party leadership. But the Democrats are the ones that have kind of forsaken any kind of idea of a message and, you know, an idea of what the Democratic Party is other than they hate Trump. And I think the Republicans, you know, fell into that spectrum as well when they were just so agitated about Barack Obama that they lost sight of a message. It all got lost within the animus that they held, you know, toward the former president. So you would think the Democrats could learn, you know, from the GOP strategy and what they were able to do. I mean, because at the end of the day, this is what we the people are longing for. We're longing for leadership and ideas. Let's get people in there who can fix problems. This whole situation, as we were talking about regarding immigration, it is complex. There's many things to it, but at the core of this is the rule of law. This is why Jeff Sessions went to the border and said, look, we are going to enforce the law. If you got a problem with the law, then put the pressure on your lawmakers to change the law in Congress and we'll do something different. But when you have, people coming and storming the borders, coming in illegally, why do you think that somehow on the other side of the border, they are going to now, act legally when it was the illegal and the breaking of the law that got them into this country? They're not a respecter of the law. I mean, you know, any kind of study would tell you that if you break the law coming in, what are the chances that you're going to maintain the law on the other side? And this is what we're finding out, why our citizens are being murdered, MS-13, what they're doing and invading the neighborhoods. And the thing is, with MS-13, as was reported last week, you know, what is the primary target but these Hispanic communities? You know, Stephen Cortez pointed that out. He said, look at, you know, the Hispanic communities are getting pummeled because of the policies, the Democratic policies that are allowing them to come in. I mean, look at the outrage that happened in the state of California. Here, it's kind of quieted down a little bit, but you have a lot of Hispanics that are going, look, we don't want sanctuary cities because they see what's going on. They see that these bad guys are released in their neighborhoods and they're wreaking havoc. And you got to bring the kids inside. They can't go to parks anymore, you know, which the Hispanic, I mean, they love. I mean, get them 10 pounds of carne asada, put it on the barbecue, and we're all having all we need is a piñata and we're having a great time here. But all of a sudden, when the parks and neighborhood areas are taken over by lawbreakers, then what do they have? I mean, this is affecting their community, and this is why, you know, they take a stand against this. And some Hispanics are, you know, certainly confused, number one, and they wonder, they go, wait a minute, why aren't you supporting the cause? Well, because they're seeing what's happening to their families and their communities. And not to mention the fact that I think that inherent to all of us is that we want what's fair. And we see what's happening in our government, and particularly in the role of immigration and the laws that are being ignored here, that it's just not fair. And we're in a bucket of gum right now politically. And what's driving us and keeping us more in this bucket of gum is this discontent and just absolute hatred towards Donald Trump. And what is he guilty of? You know, giving up everything to offer some solutions to this country that are resounding. I mean, look at unemployment. Look at the economy. And you may say, Bill, that's not enough. I think it's a pretty good start, you know. And you imagine what we'd be like if we supported this president and really started offering ideas instead of problems. My goodness, what would our country be like? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes
after. This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Senate Republican says she met with President Trump last week and he agreed to expand a list of potential Supreme Court nominees from a list he had put together last November.
One of them I voted against years ago.
Senator Susan Collins also saying she'd only support nominees who have respect for legal precedent, saying she doesn't want them overturning Roe v. Wade on abortion.
I wanted a nominee who would respect precedent.
The president telling Fox News, though, access to abortions could end up being a state-by-state issue as a consequence of the Supreme Court decisions after he appoints a successor to Kennedy. The FBI says it spoiled what was going to be a 4th of July terror attack in downtown Cleveland, and a suspect's now in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make
you. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down.
Back with the American Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, if you logged onto Facebook in the last week, there's a good chance you've seen the Reunite an Immigrant Parent with their child fundraiser for Riasis. The fundraiser was set up by parents Charlotte and Dave Wilner and has now raised more than $20 million and counting. It's incredible. From more than 500,000 donors, and is continuing to build momentum. This is the largest single fundraiser to date using Facebook fundraisers, and it's remarkable. And to see how the community has come together to support this issue. Since Facebook waived fees for nonprofit fundraisers back in November of last year, 100% of what's raised goes to nonprofit. Are you aware of that? Well, Roya Winner is right with us right now. She's the communications manager for social good at Facebook. Roya, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, up front for what Facebook is doing here. As far as these community fundraisers like this, this is awesome.
It's been really amazing, and this is actually why I joined this team, is to be able to work on this product that actually helps anyone really be a change maker. Mm-hmm. Anyone can start a fundraiser for a nonprofit. Dave and Charlotte, on a Saturday morning after watching the news, for example, wanted to kind of turn their emotions around this moment into action.
Yes.
And just with a few simple taps, facebook.com/fundraisers, we're able to start a fundraiser for this nonprofit, Raices, which is focused on legal advocacy for immigrant children in particular along the border. And they set up a goal of raising $1,500, which, you know, I think any of us could very simply do. You reach out to your friends and everyone can chip in, you know, 20 20 or so dollars and do what they can. But we saw just the incredible momentum, and just in such a short period of time, this attracted not only people across the United States, but around the world to show their support. And whether it's $5 or $500, it all adds up. And we've seen now, as you mentioned, over $20 million raised from over 30 countries around the world.
Wow, this is incredible, Roy, to see this kind of activism taking place in a positive way. I mean, this is solution-based activism.
Absolutely. And the idea here for us is to make that really easy. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned waiving fees, which, of course, for any size nonprofit, if they're able to collect 100% of the donations, it's what the donor would want, and it's absolutely what the nonprofit would want. So we responded to that desire back in November of last year, and I've seen just incredible results with the nonprofit community being able to really make even more impact in what they're doing by being able to use Facebook fundraisers. And we have over 750,000 nonprofits that are able to fundraise on Facebook.
Boy, the fact that they had a goal of $1,500, now it's over $20 million and counting, definitely says something about this issue, and that there are people that want to come alongside and be part of the answer.
Yeah, and you know, Bill, this morning we actually announced some new metrics as well that I'd love to share with you.
So yes, please. Go ahead.
We've seen now 60,000 Facebook fundraisers and donate button posts that have been created to support organizations like Raices, the ACLU, KIND, which is Kids in Need of Defense, the Texas Civil Rights Project, and many others, which actually amounts to over $25 million that's been raised in just like under 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Advocacy. And you can imagine that across multiple different causes. So whether it's health causes like St. Jude or the American Cancer Society or even local your local ASPCA, there's so much great opportunity for nonprofits to connect with new donors and to be able to get their message out to people that really care about what they do.
With outpouring of support like this, Roya, what is this telling Facebook and I guess the rest of us that are hearing these numbers?
I think it shows that people have wanted to turn their thoughts and emotions on this issue into action. And when you have something that makes that even easier to do, it's a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just really inspired and blown away by what the community has been able to do. For us, we build the tools and we want to bring it to the community to do incredible things with it. And I think this week has been a really inspiring and proud moment for that.
I want to get into some of the details of this new effort. I mean, it's kind of amazing that this has taken off the way it has, though. It definitely points to a pent-up need that's gotten in front of a lot of momentum here and inertia that's taking place in the marketplace. So who can set up a Facebook fundraiser? How does it work? And what are the criteria?
You got it. So you or I or any of the listeners on the call, if there's a topic you're interested in, so like I said, it could be the local ASPCA that focuses on animals in your community, or it could be a larger cause like the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a registered 501c3 nonprofit and they're able to fundraise on Facebook, you actually can very easily start a nonprofit fundraiser at facebook.com/fundraisers. We also have something that I love called birthday fundraisers, which, people often come to your Facebook page to wish you a happy birthday, I hope, and just send well wishes. You often hear from them sometimes during that time of year. And so you can actually create a birthday fundraiser where you're dedicating your birthday to a nonprofit of your choice. I actually recently did that just 2 weeks ago for my birthday and raised almost $1,100 for my favorite nonprofit.
And, oh, wow. Very good.
Super easy for people to do. And again, those $200 and $500 fundraisers, when they add up, they are very small but mighty.
Yeah.
That's really impacting the organizations. And I think to your point on inertia, it really is the ability to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not necessarily the person changing a policy or a legislation, you are able to lend your support and raise awareness through your donation to these causes you care about.
Well, without a doubt, Roya Winter is with us, communications manager for social good at Facebook. She oversees communications for the company's charitable giving products and initiatives, including Facebook fundraisers, donate buttons, and more. And before Facebook, Roya was famous at Google, where she most recently focused on the company's social impact and philanthropic efforts and held various product and corporate communication roles since July of 2012. So she knows what she's talking about, very well experienced, and she brings this expertise to Facebook and to the Facebook community, which is just absolutely awesome. Roya, how can we be sure? I mean, there's a lot of money here. I mean, you know, you're talking $1,500, not $20 million and counting. This is just outstanding. And I know that sometimes people question, they go, how can I be sure that that money is actually going to end up where it's supposed to?
That's a very fair question and something we think a lot about. And for us, the reason we onboard nonprofits is, A, to make sure that they're a legitimate 501c3 organization. Mm-hmm. We also work with a company, a group called Network for Good, that also vets nonprofits. So we want to make sure from the security side and the legitimacy side that's in place. Mm-hmm. On the payment side, what's great about onboarding these nonprofits is we actually manage those payments. And so we can make sure every user who donates can know with full certainty that their dollars, and again, 100% of them are going straight to the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. They get reporting tools from us. If they're onboarded with Network for Good, they get reporting tools through Network for Good. And we have a really strong finance team that works very closely to ensure that the dollars, especially in these sorts of big moments and smaller moments, mm-hmm. reach exactly who they're supposed to right on time.
Roya, is there a filter in terms of how much is allowed for administrative of that money that goes? I mean, you know, because let's be real. I mean, it takes money, you know, to run these kind of operations, and especially when you're talking about handling budgets, you know, like we're talking about here. So it's needed to have that kind of support. But is there a tolerable level of which goes to, you know, what percentage goes to help the administrative effort of the organization, and what actually gets down to where, you know, it's really needed? Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And that's actually why we infuse the GuideStar content directly on every single nonprofit fundraiser. They are a third-party neutral entity that actually assesses nonprofits in a way, to your exact point, how they are spending their dollars and their budget. Mm-hmm. And so from that, you know, the person who's donating and or creating the fundraiser can decide, is this where I want my dollars to go? As an example, just taking it back to Raices, they are a small grassroots organization in Texas who was, you know, really scrappy and working really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And so to have this infusion of over $21 million, over almost $21 million, they've been incredibly thoughtful about how they want to spend it, mm-hmm. and how they want to actually bring in other nonprofits, because there's plenty of work to go around. So last week, they actually announced the LEAF project for universal representation for unaccompanied children, which will support the universal representation of unaccompanied children throughout all of Texas. That's not something they would have been able to do on their operating budget last year.
Exactly.
And now they're training volunteers. They're creating a whole track for pro bono attorneys from across the country who've offered their support. And they have been incredibly transparent and open about how they plan to use these funds, which I think also adds even more legitimacy. So we encourage nonprofits to be open about how they use the funds, and also to follow back with their supporters and say, hey, this is what you were able to help us to do. This mm-hmm. is how many people you helped us support through your donation.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea. Well, Roy, we got to wrap things up here. So where can everybody go for more information? We got about 10 seconds left.
You can always go to facebook.com/fundraisers or the bookmark within your Facebook app.
Roya Winter, I'm Bill Martinez live. Roya, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
This report is brought to you by Orthodermatologics, the makers of Cilique Brodalumab Injection. For over 25 years, Jane Nastasi searched for the right treatment for her plaque psoriasis, a chronic non-contagious skin disease that caused her embarrassment and forced her to wear clothing that exposed little skin, even during the summer.
After trying many treatments, Jane's dermatologist suggested she try Cilique Brodalumab Injection, a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections or pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, treatment using ultraviolet light treatment, and who have tried other systemic therapies that didn't work or stopped working. It's not known whether Cilique is safe and effective in children. Cilique works differently than other psoriasis treatments by blocking a specific group of proteins at the site of inflammation. Patients often try a variety of treatments before finding one that works, or sometimes a treatment works for a while and then stops. Since being treated with Cilique, Jane's skin is almost cleared.
I spent years uncomfortable in my own skin. Cilique changed that for me. I hope others with this condition will talk to their doctor about available treatment options to find what works best for them.
Cilique Brodalumab Injection is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections, pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, and who have tried another systemic therapy that didn't work or stopped working. Do not take Cilique if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Tell your doctor if you have a history of suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, or mood problems, or if you start to have these, as suicidal thoughts and behavior have occurred in patients treated with Cilique. Cilique may lower your ability to fight infections and may increase your risk of infection. Before starting Cilique, your doctor should test for tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or have symptoms of infection, such as fever, fatigue, cough, or any type of sores, or if you plan to receive or have recently received a vaccine. If you have Crohn's disease, do not use Cilique, as symptoms may worsen. Talk to your doctor about additional safety information and to see if Cilique is an option for you. For full prescribing information, including medication guide, please visit www.cilique.com or call Cilique Solutions at 1-855-RX-CILIQUE, 1-855-797-4547, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's always great having the one and only James Hurston with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Hey, I think I'm doing better than Seth Rogen these days. I mean, what's up with this guy? I mean, you know, he just goes unhinged here with Paul Ryan, and doesn't he realize? I mean, don't these knuckleheads realize that even if you say it's a third of your audience that you're alienating, that's a significant number, and it's not like last time I checked that Seth Rogen can give up 30% of his brand. So, James, what is it? I mean, he's going to give up a third of his audience? I mean, has he got that much audience that he can afford to lose 30% and compromise his brand like that?
Absolutely not. He's got a film coming out, and these are not sound decisions these people in Hollywood are making. They're not business decisions by any stretch. Mm-hmm. They're based on an emotional need to be part of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Seth Rogen's an insecure guy. You know, one thing, I mean, he's been a spokesperson for the legalization of marijuana, of pot. Mm-hmm. I think he's the wrong guy. I think, you know, if you want to have a spokesperson that says that pot doesn't have side effects, maybe you don't choose a guy like Seth Rogen, who comes off like part of his brain is on retirement.
Right.
But in
exactly.
any case, so what we're talking about for your listeners is that he goes on Stephen Colbert's Trump Hating Festival show, which is supposed to be a late night show. Mm-hmm. And in an interview, he brags and tells this story, bragging to the Colbert audience that he met these two young fans, two young teens, and that they said to him, "Hey, Seth, my father's a fan, and would you meet him?" And then he looks out and sees Paul Ryan coming. And in front of Paul Ryan's two children, Seth Rogen refuses to have his picture taken with Paul Ryan, and then starts basically criticizing Paul Ryan for government policy, which Seth Rogen knows nothing about.
Exactly.
But he does this in front of the kids. And here's the irony. The policy that he's really upset about is the treatment of children at the border. So he's going to harm the psyches of children. And by the way, what Seth Rogen did is he accepted a speaking engagement at one of Mitt Romney's Republican gatherings that he has. And he knew that this would be full of Republicans. Now, I don't know whether he received money for this, but I got the distinct impression watching Seth Rogen that he was embarrassed, that he was caught actually attending a Republican gathering, mm-hmm. and that he had to do this outrageous kind of storytelling on Colbert to assure, you know, the people of Hollywood, hey, don't worry, I'm not associating myself with these Republicans. It was really a charity event. It was right. for Alzheimer's. It was for brain cures, et cetera. But the irony is that Seth Rogen is now representing this new approach to civility that the left has, which is no civility.
Exactly.
Which is kicking people out of restaurants, which is harassing people when they're eating meals, which is stopping people from going out to the movies with their dates, mm-hmm. and which in this case is dissing someone and embarrassing them in front of their kids and insulting the kids at the same time. Seth Rogen ought to be ashamed of himself, but it's not a surprise when you look at what the kind of thing Seth Rogen has done.
Well, you know, these guys, they believe in karma. I mean, do they think that this is going to come back on them in any way?
Oh, they don't really believe in karma. They believe in, you know, songs about karma. They believe in karma when it comes to conservatives and Republicans. But they don't really believe that there's any more, you know, moral order to the universe. Otherwise, they wouldn't be living in the debauchery that they do. And Seth Rogen in particular, I just have to mention this. He made a movie called This Is the End, where he really belittled the Christian notion of the rapture. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not all Christians believe in the rapture, but he did it. He wouldn't do that, I'm sure, to Muslim beliefs,
of course,
or Buddhist beliefs, but he does it to Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. He made fun of Christmas in another movie. He wrote out a tweet threatening Costco and trying to get them to stop selling Dinesh D'Souza's book. He was offended because the book talked about the Nazi roots of the American left. He said, how can you call me a Nazi? And then he proves that he is one.
Yeah, exactly.
By asking Costco to ban a book. So, and here's the irony, Bill. This guy, Seth Rogen, he's not satisfied. He's very successful. You know, he's made all of these terrible films that teach young people how to engage in vile behavior and ignore any kind of morality when it comes to their sex life and to imbibe drugs. But now he's not satisfied with comedy. He wants to be a dramatic actor. And many comedic actors have this. You know, John Belushi tried it. A lot of people did. So there's a movie coming out about the day that President Kennedy was assassinated. And get this, they have cast Seth Rogen in the role of Walter Cronkite. It's a serious role. Seth Rogen.
This isn't satire. This is a real, like a real acting job.
It's a real serious movie about the day that, you know, stripped from history. It's an Oscar bait movie. So Rogen will play Walter Cronkite, who was called the most trusted man in America.
Most
high on pot man in America will play Walter Cronkite.
Go figure. Don't you love this culture? I mean, the extremity that Hollywood is willing to go, it is just blatant self-exposure on their part. But, you know, James, what this is all coming down to is people, and I'm not, you know, necessarily one to, you know, scream out boycotting, but people are naturally making consumer choices. You know, they've had it with people like this. And that's why I said at the opening that, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say 30% of his audience represents that other side. You know, like Michael Jordan said last time he checked, Republicans buy tennis shoes too. But, you know, whether it's, Steph Curry or LeBron James. I mean, they have forgotten that important axiom, and they are taking a hit on their brand. Right now, they can afford it because they've got some room, but there's going to be a time coming where they're going to wish that they had maintained some credibility with a sizable audience, because they're finally going to say, you know what, I don't need your tennis shoe. I don't need your stinking tennis shoe. I don't need your endorsement. I'm just not going to go along. I mean, we're making decisions here in our family. Every year we go to New York, and one of the reasons that we're drawn to New York is to go to the theater. Well, after the Tonys and the stuff that's being shoved down our throats, James, I'm not real eager to go spend my hard-earned money on Broadway to put up with this kind of stuff anymore.
No, and you're just like most Americans now, and especially, of course, the 63 million who voted for Donald Trump. But it's growing. I think people see this kind of behavior. We see it in the Hollywood community, which is where the entertainment business, the decisions that are made make no sense in terms of business. We see it in the news media, where now Nickelodeon is beating CNN.
Yes.
Their ratings are at a record low. And what did Time Warner do? They renewed Jeff Zucker, who has run that network into the ground. They renewed him to pass 2020. Mm-hmm. So they're not operating on business principles. They're operating on bias principles. And that's the nature of really the entire entertainment industry, with rare exceptions. And if there are rare exceptions, the media wants to muzzle them,
exactly.
Shut them out, mm-hmm. ostracize them, like Tim Allen, like Roseanne Barr, and others. Mm-hmm. And they don't shut out and ostracize outrageous leftists. I mean, there's a move, and the GOP has a resolution asking for Maxine Waters to resign. That's long overdue. She will not resign.
Well, her constituency, why does her constituency want to be associated with that kind of insanity? I mean, what do you want to call it? It's very non-intellectual. Let's put it that way.
Well, it is non-intellectual, that's for sure. But even people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi spoke out against Maxine Waters, who essentially called for people to commit criminal acts,
yes,
against members of the administration by harassing them, by doing essentially what was done to Pam Bondi, Kirstjen Nielsen, and to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The same type of thing, to make them pariahs, to exile them from society. They are not welcome, Maxine Waters says. It's actually going to help Republicans. It's going to help Trump. You know, his numbers are at an all-time high. It's going to help him in 2020, in addition to his record, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are – it's like the inmates are running the asylum when it comes to the Democrat Party. They've lost control of their party. And, like you said, the American people will make their decisions. They'll make their decisions as consumers, mm-hmm. and they'll make their decisions as voters.
Yeah, they'll just silently go away. That's what happens. Hey, James, we got to leave it there. So much more to talk about. Look forward to next week, and look forward to having you here every week on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a beautiful day.
Boom shakalaka. I'm telling you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.